So we've been discussing in the morning the union of being koveya itzim latayra. Thought to try to connect the morning limud with today's afternoon limud. Something from the house of Pshischa, from the house of Kotzk. So I remember years ago when I learned and discovered this union, it was a big chiddush to me. So being that it connects to the morning, what we're learning there, thought I would share it, and it's a big yisayid. And Avodas Hashem. So the first ma'amakum here is from Emes V'Emunah, which is the Kotzker, Simin Dalit. Quotes the Mishnah Avos. So he says, of course, everything by Kotzk is very bekitzur. So we have here, Al Toimer L'kishe Efne Eshne Shem Eloi Tipana. Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalit. We're familiar with this Mishnah. A person shouldn't say, when I have time, when I'll be free to learn, so that's when I will learn, lest you may not have time. So, the Kotzker says, "Hainu, pshat here is Shema ata ish shel loitipane. Maybe you are a person of loitipane. What does that mean? Ki nishlachta leze ha'olam shetilmod afilu im lo yihya zman chapane. Every single person comes into the world with a different mission, a different task, a different shlichus, and it could be that your shlichus in this world is to learn Torah despite all of the maniyas which come up. So here you have a person that he's thinking to himself, okay, I'll do what I can in order to clear away all the maniyas in order to learn. And he's working on the maniyas, and more maniyas comes up, and more maniyas come up, and he's trying to have some yeshiva das to learn. Little does he know that he's sent into this world for that purpose. That he's a person of Laitipana, that he's not going to be able to clear away all the obstacles to allow him to learn Torah. So therefore, says the Kotzker, Al Taimer L'kishe Efne Eshne, don't say that when I have the time to learn Torah, I'll learn Torah, Shema Laitipana. Maybe this is your lot. Maybe this is your lot. So the Kotzker was a Talmud from Rabbunim, and the Rebbe Rabbunim is really the source of this memra. So you can read Emes Emunah and not know that it comes from Rabbunim. So the next Marmakom is from Torah Simcha Simin Lamed, where we have this word from Rabbunim, plus Amaisa. So Od Mehanal Bishmal Maimer Hamuba B'menu B'mishna Al Toimer L'kishe Efne Eshne Shema L'tipane. So skip the brackets. So this is Kosef Ha'av Bezdin from Kalbil V'zel L'shayna Shamati Ish Mipi Ish Shehamaisa Hayakach. This is the Maisa, it's a Makubo de Kamaisa. Aval Marino, Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbunim, Haya Itim Asher Haya Noidelam Bakurvav. It was a known thing by Rabbunim to those who knew him. Shek Hashem Yishaol, Oisai Dover Isaac, if somebody would ask him an advice in something, Heishiv Moitse Shabbos Kodesh, he would say, come to me on Moitse Shabbos and I'll give you the answer. Kasha Yishal Ish Bidvar Likim. It was almost like an Urim Batumim on Moitse Shabbos. There was a special Siyata Dishmah he had then. So the story goes, V'hayasham chasid echad lamdan v'yari shemayim. There was a certain erlich yid. Achaya ani gadol panasos v'haya belachatz. He was very impoverished. Everything came hard for him. V'avad shisha shos b'yom l'hachios esnafsha b'doichak. So he worked tirelessly for 6 hours every single day. But v'ashar hayom v'halei la'asek b'tar v'avoda. The rest of the day, he was engrossed in avodas Hashem. V'shal me'admarin uzal. And they asked from the Rebbe Rabbunim, "My ichpas lahabori olam. What does it matter to Hashem Yisbarach? Vim ha'isi matzliach es ma'at harevach ba'arba shos v'yayim. V'ha'isi oisik od shtei shos b'tayr. Does it really matter to the bori olam? Can't I be matzliach in 4 hours rather than 6 hours? And he'll be marviach. I'll gain and he'll gain. I'll be able to sit down and learn Torah and he'll benefit from that Torah. So why doesn't Hashem allow me less tirdois than that?" So the Rabbunim told him to come on Motzei Shabbos. This is what he told him, like a Navi. I've been told that the answer for you is as follows. Apparently he had big madrigas over Shabbos, and he was zeicha to these gifts after Shabbos. So this is what they told you. As tarascha tzrichin lakaparos, your Torah is needed for kapara. Doesn't necessarily mean for your own kaparos, maybe it means for kaparos for the world. And so therefore, because your Torah is for this purpose, it needs to come through a lot of minias. So he was in big tzar the whole week, that his Torah needs to be used for these things. and therefore everything is as if it's been ordained upon him that he has to be involved in such tirdus. Ad shebishabbos achar zeh, the next week, that next Shabbos, Amar ha-Torah al ha-Mishnah, so Rabunim, he said a Torah on this Mishnah, and he gave it a makor. Al toimer l'kishe efne eshne shema lo tipane. Meaning what? Shema chafetz Hashem yisparach sholo yelech ha-Pnai. It's just not because that you have all these terrible things, that because of your aveiris, you have many minyas, and your aveiris don't allow you to learn Torah. This is the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is for you, is that you're not going to have a lot of time. And he has a nachas ruach for whatever reason it is that he's seeing your avoda from a place of daichak. And when you heard Rabbanim explain it this way, based on the Mishnah, so neskara daito, so that he had a certain yishuv das from that. Uma masku va'amku hadvarim lemevin. It's such a deep inyan that it could be that a person's lot is that he's to toil. He's to toil, not necessarily in the Torah itself, but in the actual Minyas getting to that. And by the way, nobody loses for such a thing. There are many people that when they sit by a sefer and they have to work and they have to be miyageh, yagati matzosi tamin. Not every yagati means that you're sitting in front of a sefer and that's your yagia. Doesn't mean that if you're learning a Tosas HaRosh and you're breaking your head to understand it, so that was 20 minutes of yagia and now matzosi, you understand shat. The tzaddikim tell us that there's many ways of yagati. That even the halicha to get to the base of medrash can be that a person expends his yagati on that. That a person has to come from very far, or if there are many minyas to get there. So it's not that a person lost out on the time, that was his yagati. He put that into the halicha. And now when he sits down, so what it took that person 20 minutes to chav tesis arash, it could take this person 5 minutes to chav tesis arash. And he can have more chidushim. Because lefum tzara agra, not every tzara and every agra do we know how to measure what that is. So even if a person is one that his lot is that he's a shema loiti panadika person, doesn't mean to say that he's going to lose out. He can be marviach in the 4 hours, or he can be marviach in the 6 hours. Just that his yigiyah is in this area, and that person's yigiyah is in the limit itself. But kol anachalim hoichem el hayom. There's a ma'aseh here from the Chafetz Chaim. Shemati gadol hador echad. There was a certain gadol. Shepagash ba'avich echad shahaya makira me'az, and he met a certain Adam Gadol, shahaya masmid Gadol ba'tayra, he was a big masmid, and in the end he became batal min ha'tayra. Mu'uvas la'yucha liskon, he fell from being a Talmud Chacham to being just a mensch not learning anymore. So he says, va'amr lo, so he told this Adam Gadol, he says, emes sheshamati lecha shenasisa metupo bebanim, I know that you have many tirdas, and things are going on in life. So you can't learn Torah all day. Does that mean that the whole thing is just thrown out the window? Is there nothing which you can learn? You can't learn a little Mishnah? Maybe a Daf Gemara every day? You're Talmud Chacham. So he told him, I'm used to learning 10 hours a day. I'm going to learn one Perek of Mishnayos a day? I learn 20 Perekim of Mishnayos a day. And when I finish all of my dealings, everything which I'm business, when I'm busy with, so then I'll go back to learning like I was previously. Meaning he says, I'm in a tkufa right now, that I can't learn so much. So I'm thinking to myself, I'll just make it through this tkufa. I'll do everything which I can today and for the next few weeks to put everything into getting rid of these minyas. And then when I clear up all the minyas for however long it takes, so I'll go back into thrusting myself into learning Shas Poskim the entire day like I did before. So what was the response that he gave to him? He said, Hey Shalom, Miyodeim Tifne, who says you're going to have that time ever again? V'amatzchavcha ke'eis, and your matzav, your current matzav right now, I'll give you a mashal. So he says, In yoncha doimel le'echad shenasa chalush gadol, there was a person who became very weak. And the doctor gave him certain medications, and he told him, don't go to a beis ha'mechatz, for an entire year. Vayihiba oideza chadashim, a few months went by, and it was very hot outside, and nis'avo l'leilecha beis ha-merechatz. He had this very big desire to jump into a pool. So he came to the beis ha-merechatz, and it was locked. V'shasham kishav v'nechalash. So he was waiting out there for it to open, and he decided to get very weak, very faint from the heat. Achayakarf l'ivov. Just about to faint. I really jumped ahead a little bit, so the mikvah, the beis ha-merechatz was closed, the mikvah was closed, and all of a sudden somebody comes running by, and he sees this person's about to faint, and he has a big bucket of water, and he pours it on his head, or just a little bit of it, and he splashes it on him, so that he shouldn't faint. Hayitachin shayomar, should this person say, Dafka mikveh shleimah ani rotzeh? Who asked you for this little bit of water? I only wanted to go into a big mikveh. I wasn't asking for that. Of course, that's a mishigas to think that way. So he says, you're the same guy. You're the fainting guy. So even though it's true, he says, when a person has certain obstacles in life, and he feels like he's in a Gehenna because so many things around him. So, and he says, the Torah is nimshel l'mayim, if we can bring you a big, you know, if we can get you a big mikvah for you to go into, a big pool, of course, that would be gewaldik. But you don't have the Torah like that right now, that we can bring you a mikvah shleima. So you're going to say that you don't want a little bit of water to give you a little bit of life, that you shouldn't faint, they should sprinkle a little bit of water on you? So you should be glad to learn a parak of Mishnayos or just a Daf Gemara. Okay, so you used to learn a full day before the Tirdis came around. But maybe the little bit which you're going to learn now will be memayit the koyech adim lahachlisho so that you can get back to where you were before. So the limud from here is that although the Katzka Rebunim that they say, that what the Mishnah is saying, al toimer l'kisha efna esh neshama lo tipane, that a person, let's say, he's a ben yeshiva. He's a ben yeshiva, and he spent 3 years, 4 years learning in yeshiva, and now he's going to work, now he's going to college, right? Should he say, listen, I'm going to college, I'm used to learning, you know, an entire day. I'll make it through the 3 years of college, then I'll go back to, you know, or I'll strike it big, I'll make a lot of money, and then I'll go back to learning. If a person has that attitude, he may never get back to learning ever and ever. He'll just be consumed with working all day. Because what the Chafetz Chaim is saying is that maybe it's been nigzer on you that you're going to be a Shema Lo Tipana Dika guy. That you're always going to have tirdus in your life. And it's only when you take the plunge and you say, despite the tirdus, I'm going to learn no matter what I can learn, that little bit which you learn, despite the obstacles, is mamtik all the dinim, so then now you can go back and have that life which you had before of learning all the time. The person has to know that it's not just a lesson which comes up here and there in life, that a person has a matziv, that he has a day, that he has a moment where he looks at that and he says, L'kisha efna eshna. You know, maybe when I'm able to get over this hump, I'll go back to learning. A person has to realize that he may be nigzer on him like that. That he's a shema lo tipana dika guy. And that whatever he tries to do, tirdus come up, and afal pichin he needs to say, I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn something every single day. Even though he's not accustomed to it, everything which he can chap is givaldik. And in that chus, he'll be able to be mamtik everything. The person has to have a shtikl mahalach when it comes to this. That's what we speak about, the importance of being koveya itin the Torah. We spoke about before in the morning, that the shnei dinim, the post can talk about. There's limud ha-Torah every day, and there's kfis itin the Torah. Like it says in Gemara and Shabbos, right? Nasata v'nasata bi'amuna, kovata itin the Torah. Person has to be koveya itim. Koveya itim, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, means that it doesn't matter. It's chok v'loyavar. You have that zman, and nothing can break that zman. Even if you have a big business that you're going to chop, you say about that, everything is pushed away for this koveya itim. Nothing can stand in the way of that koveya itim. And if a person has this koveya itim, even if he's a big time chacham and he learns a lot during the day, if he doesn't have a zman where he says about that, this is kodesh kodeshim, this I'm koveya itim, this is my zman, however long it is. It's just not that it blends into a whole day of learning Torah. That this is a time that if the phone rings, that if something comes up, I push that away, however long it is. That guarantees a person's hatzlacha. And it's the shayrish of his entire learning during the day. Like it says in the Gemara, the Mishnah Abba says also, it says, Hamakabel al atzmo, ol Torah, ma'avir mimenu, ol derech eretz ve'ol malchus. So we find a Talmid Chacham, a big tzaddik, that he doesn't have tirdus in life with parnasa and the government and so on things. You must know that it's because he was makabal upon himself all Torah. That he's makabal upon himself. The Chazan Ish, when he became Bar Mitzvah, he said, I'm makabal upon myself all Torah. And he never left that sefer. He never, his entire life, he said, because when I became a bardas, I said, I'm makabal. He said, hidini muchunu mezuma l'kabal alai, all Torah. And that's why he was zechad, that he saw the Kriyas Yamsef in front of his eyes. When Hashem told Moshe that Bnei Yisrael was going to receive Torah, there was a Kabbalah Sol Torah there, and that's why nothing can stand in the way of the Yidden. Whether it was a Malik, whether it was a Yam, nothing can stand in the way of them getting to Torah. Because if a person makes a Kabbalah Sol Torah, then everything opens in. And it's very hard for a person to do like the Chazon Ish, to jump into the Yamsuf to say, my whole life I'm a Kabbalah upon myself in Sol Torah. That could be hard for a person. But there could be at least a time during the day that he says about that time, from this block of time, I'm a Kabbalah upon myself Sol Torah. Which means that this time is Kodesh Kodeshim, I'm a Kabbalah Sol Torah, and nothing can get in the way of that Zman. And then over time, he'll start to see that he can be marchiv the gvulos of that Kabbalah Sol Torah. That what he thought was just 10 minutes of Kabbalah Sol Torah can maybe be 15 minutes, can be 20 minutes. And he starts to be marchiv the gvul of the Kobeyas Hitim the Torah. He starts to be kovish more and more time for Limud HaTorah as he goes along. So it could be in a much greater way of being Kabbalah Torah. But every single person has to have his man during the day. That's called his Kavias Ethan HaTorah, that he says about that time, Hinini Muchun Mazum the Kabbalah upon myself for that time. A Kaveya Ethan HaTorah. That's a Kabbalah's all Torah. And that's the root of his Torah. That even if he finds himself in Matzavim, or lest it be Nigzer upon him a certain decree of Loitipane, through that Zman, Kaveyas Ethan HaTorah, that he never veers from that. And that it's a har, that it's strong in his life, with that he'll be able to be mamtik al the demon and to be able to be marchiv the gvulos of Torah. Have a great day.